It's Marketplace Tech for November 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. No data compromise is a good data compromise, but when an account with your name, address, credit card number, and shopping history is vulnerable, it's a real problem. Amazon sent out messages this week saying some customers' passwords may have been vulnerable and forced an unknown number of customers to change their passwords as a precaution. In other shopping security news, you remember the Target hack from a few years ago? Well, the cyber threat security firm Eyesight Partners released information yesterday on a new kind of malware that could impact point-of-sale technology at retailers. Good news is there's a fix. VP at Eyesight Patrick McBride explains how the malware works.
What the cyber criminals have figured out is rather than putting a skimmer on a physical skimming device out on individual machines, they can get a much bigger yield by infecting the back-end systems and then getting many of the cards that would come through those systems. So that's where they've been focusing a lot of attention on. It doesn't mean the skimming systems on the front end have gone away, but some sophisticated cyber criminals have invested significant amount of time, money, and effort into building software that can basically pull the credit card information out of memory, save it or store it locally, and then exfiltrate that off to systems that they've got to collect that information.
How might all this play out?
The targeting goes back for multiple years. For this particular strain of software, you had mentioned some of the notable breaches in the 2013 and 2014 timeframe, and this has been around at least since then. It's just taken us a long time to actually find it, pin it down, and then actually analyze it. It took some of our pretty ninja-like reverse engineers a long time to actually figure out what this software was doing. What we were able to do is uncover enough information and be able to provide that to the retailers through an organization that they've got, the Retail Cyber Intelligence Sharing Center, so that they can share this kind of information, pass it between each other, and really get smarter about dealing with these kinds of issues. We shared it with them. The retailers are off hunting for this malware in their systems and other things. They've become quite a bit more vigilant, as you can expect, over the last couple of years.
Patrick McBride is a VP at the security firm Eyesight Partners. Patrick, thank you.
Thank you.
One other quick piece of security news. You may have heard that Dell was scrambling to apologize for a feature built into new laptops that would make them vulnerable to hacking by allowing third parties to spy on web browsing habits. Jonathan Oberheide is CTO at Duo Security. He says the vulnerability involved special certificates on a user's machine.
The impact of that mistake is pretty severe. Secure communication on the internet, like when you use HTTPS to shop on Amazon, relies on those CA certificates.
Good news is that Dell has issued a fix. If you've got a new machine from the company, we posted a website where you can check at facebook.com/marketplacetech. This week, we are playing you some special content alongside our new Codebreaker podcast. Today's episode, out now, is about the dark web. You may have heard me shopping with Andy Greenberg of Wired yesterday. Today, a bigger conversation about the dark web and the anonymizing tools like Tor, which people often use to access and use this part of the internet. From the perspective of law enforcement, tools like the Onion Router, aka Tor, present a tricky situation. Former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff has studied this stuff. Michael, thanks for talking with me.
Good to be on.
What scares you about the dark web?
Well, probably most of all that people don't really understand it. So there's a large unknown area where all kinds of activities take place. Some of them are appropriate and even beneficial, but a lot of them are illegal.
Let's talk about the beneficial stuff first.
Well, to set a little context, the anonymization router known as the Onion Router or Tor was actually a way of anonymizing people's activity on the web that was largely funded by the U.S. government. And the idea was to allow dissidents or members of civil society in repressive countries to be able to communicate and get information in a way that would not expose them to, let's say, the secret police or some other kind of retaliation. Particularly with the area of illegal transactions, what the internet and in particular the so-called dark web have enabled is the ability to transact in illegal goods literally on a global basis.
The dark web and anonymizing tools can be important for people exposing or avoiding government abuses. Is Edward Snowden one of those people?
So I would say this. I mean, I consider Snowden to be basically a traitor. And if you look at the things that he exposed, you cannot rationalize them in terms of what he claimed he objected to. And I would also point out that actually he didn't expose things that were by and large illegal. He may have disagreed with the law, but the things that he exposed were by and large lawful. He's done a lot of damage to the United States and the security of the people of the United States by exposing things, sometimes actually incorrectly or in an exaggerated way. And the beneficiaries there are people who, again, want to do bad things to American citizens.
Michael Chertoff, he is chairman and co-founder of the Chertoff Group. He's also the former secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Michael, thank you for talking with me.
Sure.
For this week's episode of Codebreaker, head to codebreaker.codes or get it on iTunes or wherever you download your podcasts. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.